There is so much more to Premji the man than merely his philanthropy, though the qualifier seems inappropriate when one looks at the amount of money he has donated. When we first set out in July 2019 to capture his life in a book, following a prompt from Anish Chandi, our knowledgeable and ever-helpful agent, it seemed curious to know how Premji's beneficence comes at a time when there are so many instances of wealthy businessmen either siphoning money out of the country or blowing it on extravagant displays at marriages and other family functions. For Premji, who insisted on paying from his pocket for personal calls that he made while at work, that would be unthinkable. No matter how many billions he has added to his personal wealth over the years, his lifestyle hasn't changed one bit. As one of his senior leaders said, he continues to eat what he used to, fly the way he used to, drive the same car. Nor is his eternal optimism ever dimmed by the weight of the years or the burden of circumstances. Even as the COVID-19 pandemic started spreading across the world, Premji was confident that a cure would be found to fight the virus. The human mind had done incredible things in the past and would overcome one of the most challenging and disruptive events in modern history. Even in the wake of the financial crisis of 2008, when companies across the world were counting their losses, Premji's only question at meetings would be about business opportunities that Wipro was not addressing. Today, as the world is roiled by an apocalyptic virus, the man is sure to be directing his foundation, now the focus of his life, to see what it can do to alleviate people's suffering. What started out as two journalists' cynical attempt to explore an icon's hidden warts developed into a deep appreciation of his true worth. Yes, he held on to his 84% stake in his company till the Securities and Exchange Board of India, also known as SEBI, virtually issued a fiat forcing him to lower it. And yes, he refused to issue fat bonuses to his leadership team. But there was method even to such seemingly selfish acts. The stockpile he built over the years is what allowed this man, who hasn't ever sold a single share of his company, to make the $21 billion donation to his foundation. And the bonuses that he apparently denied his colleagues went to that same cause. Single-minded in his pursuit of what he eventually saw as his calling, Premji never did allow criticism of his actions to cloud his decisions. His own commitment to Wipro has been so fierce that he has turned down invitations to join the global boards of Sony Corporation and Nokia, since he felt serving on them might be a distraction. For years, Premji, who has rarely taken a vacation or even gone sightseeing when traveling for work, has spent all his waking hours in the pursuit of making Wipro a better company. In the process, he has had to reduce family time to a bare minimum. Even through the anxiety of watching his younger son, Tariq, struggle a bit to find his way in life, Premji's workload remained as heavy as ever. In this, as in most other things, the close-knit family remained rock-solid in its support of Tariq. Premji, whose fondness for his younger son is plainly visible to his close friends, did share his anxieties with a few of his senior colleagues, but that didn't come in the way of the natural bonding between them. The two now often watch shows on Netflix or do other father-son things together. To understand Premji, though, it is important to understand the little things he says and does, since he is an extremely careful man, not given to hyperbole. Take this story from a few years ago. One evening, he went to check out the arrangements for a dinner that his company was hosting for the visiting heads of many of its international clients. A senior Wipro executive supervising the evening's proceedings assured him that everything was in place and dinner had been ordered from the Taj on MG Road in Bengaluru, formerly Bangalore, one of the 5-star hotels in the city known for its cuisine. Premji nodded, but as he walked away, he left a small bit of advice for the executive. If the food in our cafeteria is good enough for our people, it should be good enough for anyone else too. That sums up Premji.